Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And are you ready to spring clean your life? Oh, I don't know about you, but just asking that question makes my universe relax. Because for most of the world, at the time of recording, spring is springing. Sorry, Australia. I've been to Australia and New Zealand enough to know that they're going into fall, which, don't get me wrong, I love fall and I'll have tips for then too. But for the most of us, spring is springing and it's a beautiful time of year, right? It's what do? We open up the windows, we turn off the heater, we allow the fresh air to come through and we change our sheets. Hopefully you're changing them more than just spring, but you know what I mean. And we're doing so many fun, amazing things. Well, my friends, you know what? You also need to spring clean energetically your life, because the universe, while we can always have a forward momentum and a forward progression of things, it also comes in ebbs and waves, right? We follow the seasons to a degree. And so that's why, you know, if you're following Wicca, there's spells to do welcoming spring, there's rituals to do, there's gods to talk to, there's guides to have a conversation with. And, oh, my friends, there is energy to refresh, which is where I come in with this. Because it is time to spring clean our lives, both energetically and physically. Because when we don't pay attention to the energy of spring cleaning, things don't move. Ooh, it's a good thing I talk for a living, right? Things don't move energetically as fast and as much as possible if we're not also paying attention to the energy. But the good news is none of these energy things are actually hard, but they are important. You may be going, but Danielle, I've always been creating my life and I'm just now learning about energy. Because some of them you do without thought. Some of them I'm going to ask you to do with some intention. And so intention meaning on purpose, right? Not just setting an intention and hoping it comes true, but intentionally doing these things cognitively, putting your energy there, being present with it, and allowing it to shift and change. Because I know when I do rituals and I do on all that kind of stuff, which I do, as for a spring cleaning, it just helps me breathe better. Because how many of us think our lives become too tight and it's like hard to breathe through? Spring cleaning our lives helps with that. Because like I said at the beginning, like 3 minutes ago, while our lives always have a forward momentum, they do ebb and flow. They do follow somewhat the nature of the seasons. So during winter, that's why energetically we tend to hibernate in, we'll stay more at home, both energetically as well. And have you ever noticed that, like, sometimes winter is a time when we are really putting down roots to grow something in the spring? And then when the spring arrives, that energy is blossom, bloom. Because how much of our lives are also in, not only with the universe in tune, but also in tune with this amazing, beautiful planet Earth that we live on as well? Because our lives, our bodies, it's with the universe, with this amazing planet Earth that we chose to be on. And last time I checked, planet Earth has seasons. I know some places, I grew up in Arizona, I know it has hotter, and holy hell, what the hell is going on hot. I get that, but you notice there's still seasons, right? And so our universe, this planet has these amazing seasons. And so when you are feeling that energy of spring, it's time to plant, it's time to watch things grow. Do that with your life, do that with your business as well. So today I have lots of tips and tricks about spring cleaning your life. So if you are ready, I'm ready. Let's dive in. The first few are about your physical space, because this is where a lot of us are going to start, right? That's why I said it's like you throw open the windows, you move things around. But I want you, and this is where the intentional part of it comes in, I want you to start paying more intentional, meaning active role in it, not just, oh yeah, I do this, oh yeah, I open the windows, yay. But really acknowledge the energy of what we're doing with this, because when you're acknowledging the energy with that, it acknowledges and invites energy everywhere. Before I get into the tips, if this is one of the first times you're listening to me, let me tell you a little bit about energy. Okay, because for me, everything is energy, and I used to not be that way. I guess I was the kind of energy where you plug something in a wall and you get electricity, and I thought that was energy, but that's not the energy I'm talking about. And I was a promotion and production manager at a TV station, so that was always my joke. I'm like, if it plugs into a wall, I can tell you about it. Well, now it's like, hey, if it's in the universe, I can tell you about it. But the energy I'm talking about it is this quantum field, this realm of oneness of consciousness that we're all in, that we all connect to, commune through. And we always think it's this thing outside of ourselves, right? It's like, oh, this energy, this consciousness, this oneness, this communion, it's somewhere out there, beyond this physical plane, beyond the my house or the taxes I have to pay. This time of recording is tax day on in the US. So yay. Sorry, I can just feel somebody going, why did you bring up taxes? It's all good. It's all good. But what if consciousness and communion and energy also included taxes? Okay. That's a whole other topic. So excuse me. So this energy that is all around us, it is not separate from us. It is not just outside of our house. It is not just outside of this physical plane. Like I'm sitting in my house in my office. It is not outside there. The barriers of my walls do not keep the energy from coming into me and my life. I can try to create energetic barriers, but this energy field is the one that goes to and through us. Okay? To and through our houses, to and through the universe. And it is interestingly enough, this one place where the frequency of our thoughts, feelings, emotions interact with this quantum field, this realm, and brings things into existence. I won't get too nerdy on that because I can. If you want to know more about the nerdy stuff, though, check out my podcast. Science proves magic is real, because I go full out nerd about what energy is, how we think and interact with it, and how it changes actually the physical structure of our lives, okay? Or our house even. But today I just wanted to really invite you to look at the energy as not something separate outside of us. The walls don't keep it out. And what a lot of people do is they want to think that the energy goes around us, breaking like we are a rock in a stream. And as the stream breaks around the rock, we think that that energetic field breaks and goes around us. Oh no, my friends. We are not a rock in a stream. We are a personality or a person, an infinite being, whatever you want to call it, in this realm of consciousness, oneness. And so, as that flow of the universe comes to and through, it doesn't go around, it comes, as I just said, to and through us. That is the oneness. That is the communion, is that the universe is actually flowing to and through us. So, when I talk about spring cleaning our lives, making changes in our physical, quote unquote, physical world will also make changes in the energetic one. And when you make changes in the energetic one, it makes changes in the physical as well. Hope you're still with me. Hope I didn't get too nerdy on that, but I just want to say it's like, that is the energy that's all around us. You know, that moment where you think about a friend and then they text you. That is the energetic thoughts, feelings, emotions, everything going out that field and connecting to you and connecting you to your friend. All right. Enough of that. Let's get into spring cleaning your life. So the first few have to do with quote unquote the physical space. And that's why I wanted to talk a little bit about the energy of it, because it's not a separation, physical space from energetic space. It's all together. Okay. So first one, we all know this one, declutter your space. All right. I know there's been a lot of like, oh, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it, all that kind of stuff. But it is declutter your space, because what we tend to do during winter times is not necessarily hoard, but we hoard. But we also hoard energetically, because how much of stuff do we actually go, oh, I'll do that later. Oh, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. Okay. So declutter your space. Because I don't know about you, but for me, every winter, there always seems to be one shelf or one drawer that just gets out of control, right? Just completely gets out of control and it is stuffed. Well, time to declutter that, okay? Time to declutter it. Then, and as you declutter it, notice how that energy is decluttering your life, decluttering the energy around it, inviting you to more, inviting you to shift and change, and inviting more fluid and flexibility into your life. Okay. So number two of many is smudge your space. Yay, smudge your space. Use whatever you want to. I was doing a little candle ritual the other day and had some smudge. And I set the fire alarm off, which my niece lives in the basement. It was like 10 o'clock at night, scared the piss out of her and her cat. Her cat's name is Salem. He should know what's going on. But so smudge your space in whatever way that works for you. Some people like Palo Santo. I love the smell of sage. I love it. But where I've been doing kind of some of these rituals is right underneath a fire alarm, as I've discovered. So that doesn't work very well. So I got a smudge spray, a sage spray, and it's amazing and wonderful. I've also been using sound to do it. Okay. You can use herbs. There's a number of things, but throw open those windows, sage the space, smudge the space, whatever it is that works for you, but make sure the windows are open because we're doing a spring clean one. And so as you're doing that spring clean and smudging it, just perceive everything you've been holding on to also releasing, also dissipating, moving things around. Because that is one of the main things about spring cleaning your life, is moving that energy again. Because energy has either slowed down or become stagnant. And so if you are ready to spring clean and spring to jump into that spring clean and creation and growth of your life, then this is a fun one. Like I said, and I didn't ever think I would be a sound person either, because I hear really well. I hear really well. And I hear with my whole body. And so sounds can sometimes really annoy me. So I didn't think I would be a sound person. And a friend of mine gave me one of those sound bowls. I'm like, oh, thanks, crap. And I've actually really enjoyed it, because with this, the bowls, it strikes that tone where it's just like you can feel it moving the energy and you can perceive it getting the flow in things. So open up your windows, smudge your space with whatever your favorite smell is, and just really let that energy move. And not just one place, not just your ritual center or where you meditate or anything like that. Move around the house, right? Because you're refreshing your house. Because how intimate is your life and your creations with your house? I don't care if it's you own it or you rent it, but the entire space that you're living in, inside, outside, just go through it and really refresh it and allow it to breathe again and expand out. Because whether we realize it or not, when we go into winter, we ask not only our universe to kind of shrink, not shrink as in bad way, but just like hibernate a little bit. We also ask the energy of our houses to kind of like protect us and come in as well. So please do invite the entire house to this smudging and getting the energy moving. Woo, words. All right, my friend, difficulty with words tells me it is time to take that break. So you are watching the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. I am your host and your fellow explorer, Danielle. And if you get there's ever anything I can contribute to you, and it's time for that private one-on-one chat, please do check out my website at danielle.com. And you can check out the session page. I have so many packages. Let's play and let's spring clean together. All right, my friends, we are taking our break and we'll be right back. Thanks, everyone.
Energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited to be here with you. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, mindset shift coach, and just basically, what would you like to change? I am here to hold your hand and contribute some possible information and definitely some questions to you. All right. And if you want to ever have a private chat, a session, please do check it out at danielle.com. Check out the sessions page. I have so many. I have just like monthly, hey, what's going on sessions. I have programs of 90 days to actualize. If there has been something that you've been avoiding, not just because it was winter, but something that you really desire to create and you just haven't been doing it, let's do it. 90 days. Let's get that ship a rocking and get it actualized for you. And then I have turning the molecules. I have so much fun stuff. And I'm also always doing classes on money, on body image, on communicating with your body, the energy of words. So please do check it out. I have a lot of classes and that are available for download right now. Always some coming up and always some that you can access right this moment. If you're like, hey, I want more than of this. Awesome. Check out my shop as well. All right, so Today we are talking about spring cleaning, because at time of recording, it is spring. It's the time when I look around at my front yard and backyard and go, what would I like to plant? What would like to be grown here? But also really, you want to look inside your house as well, and inside your universe, inside your life. What has been hibernating that is now time to flourish and fly and grow and plant so it can grow? So the first few tips I'm sharing have to do with your physical space, right? And please don't dismiss that, because yeah, some of these are ones you've heard before, but when you add the energy to it, you also see how it shifts that. Because for me, it's all about the energy. And so even though it's like smudge your space and declutter and all that kind of stuff, it's the impact it has, the physical movement it has on the energetic is massive, which actually leads me to my next one of rearrange furniture. It sounds silly, but it's so true that just a little bit of movement, putting the chair from one place to the other, how it shifts the energy of the house. Not just because it's new, but because we're rearranging molecules. We are inviting a different flow into our universe to create something different. I did this recently, and I tell you, it changed my entire business. What did I do? I moved offices. I went from the spare bedroom next door into this spare bedroom, which is now my office. But I one Saturday, I'm just like, I'm doing it. I'm like, it's so much work. And I had a friend go, just go do it. It's okay. You got this. And so I flipped the bedroom and the office. Oh my gosh, so much better. I've even had clients go, your office just seems so much better or brighter or lighter, whatever adjective they use. And so it has actually changed my business by rearranging the furniture. Do you have to go to the extremes of like me flipping offices? No, you don't want to, unless you really want to. But my business was screaming for more brightness and a shift and a change. And it did it by changing offices. Now, I mean, yes, this place has more windows, which is awesome. But what's interesting is like when I do this, I've closed the blinds so that I can control the light. But really, I have a broadcast production degree. I like to have it look good so you can see it, basically. And so, but it's been brighter to my business. And that's been the amazing thing. So when I talk about rearranging furniture in the spring cleaning in your life, really tap into the energy, because you can just use my example. You can tap into the energy of that, even if you don't know my office and never seen it, except for now. Hello. But you can perceive what the business was like in the old office. And not that the old office was bad. It was great for the first 2 years, 2.5 years. And my business was like, we're moving. I'm like, okay. And so you can perceive how the energy was just being stopped over there. And now here it's just like, ah, oh. And I even enjoy being in it more, which guess what? That just means I get to create more stuff for you guys, which it really excites me. Okay. So rearrange furniture. It doesn't have to be a lot. I've had some people just like change drawers in the kitchen. Something simple like that. Move a chair from one place to another. It's amazing what just rearranging a little bit of furniture, how that shifts energetically everything around it. Okay. Bring in fresh air and light. Obviously, throw open the blinds and the windows and let that breeze blow through, and not just blow through, but you know, the expression is blow away the cobwebs. Well, energetically as well. You blow it in, you let the breeze come and like, because how much does the earth want to contribute? Because I don't know about you, and if you haven't done it, I highly suggest what I'm about to say. Whenever I've been like in a grumpy mood, I know you would think that never happens, but I can grump with the best of us. And whenever I was like grumpy or angry or just even feeling like a little bit wonky or stagnant, I will go outside and just stand in the breeze. Because there's something about that refresh of the wind that is just so lovely. And you can even, if you're in some place there is no wind, and you can ask the wind to flow. I'm telling you, you can interact with the molecules of the universe more than you give yourself credit for. And you don't just have to be a green witch or whatever to ask for that. You are a green witch because you're one with the universe. So you can ask for the wind to blow. So when we go outside and do that, you can absolutely do it inside too. So throw open the wind, throw open the windows, invite the wind in to move the energy around. It's not just the dust, but you're moving the energy around. The second I open my windows, my cat goes to it and goes, oh yes, because she knows it's fresh energy that is blowing in, okay? You might want to also plant some plants, or if you don't have any plants, get some live plants. A plant that's really easy to grow, because I know some people are like, I kill plants, I don't want to bring them in my house. Get something like a pathos, right? You may not know it by the word, but if you see a pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S, you'll be like, oh, I know that. That's in every house, because it's one of the easiest plants to grow, and one of the hardest to kill. I left a pathos in an office for 3 months, And I came back and I was like, oh crap. And it was all like wilted. And then it was just like that, yes. And then I watered it and it was fine. I think I still have it. So pathos, if you're afraid of plants, try something like pathos, okay? But just bring nature into you as well. Not just fresh cut flowers, absolutely, but plant something. It's amazing the energy your house is when you have things that grow in your house. Not mold, not just mold, or grow an attitude, but when you have things planted and grow in your house, or children, it's amazing what that energy contributes as well, all right? And then we're getting into more of like the inner self, okay? But helping the first five tips I gave you that were quote unquote about the physical space, but I hope you're beginning to see how the shift and change in the physical space also helps shift and change the energetic, okay? Because you're not just spring cleaning the house, you are spring cleaning you, your life, your business, your relationships, anything like that. You are getting the energy moving. You're waking it up from hibernation that the winter months so tempt us to do. Because even places who don't have a lot of snow, like I said, I grew up in Arizona. We all tended to hibernate and we did less at that time. You would think we'd want to do more because it's cooler. But with that ebb and flow of us connected to the earth, we are going, it's the time of hibernation. It's the time of slowness. It's the time of pause and reflect. Okay, we have reflected. It is time to grow now, my friends. Okay, so as I said, these moving the physical aspects, decluttering something, a shelf or whatever it is, or I would love to declutter my loft. Anybody wants to come do that for me? Let me know. Smudging your space, getting clear of those, everything that's gone stagnant in there, rearranging furniture, bringing in that fresh air and that light, incorporating plants, bringing that life and that growth energy into it, your actual house. I hope that you're beginning to see how that influences the energy, how it moves that energy around and gives it new life. Because just like with my my business, when I shifted offices, it's like I had a whole new business. After 20 years, I had a whole new business. But it really is true. So that's why it's like, it's not just the physical moving of it, because it moves the energy. And hopefully the more you listen to some of my shows and the more we have sessions or whatever it is, or classes, you're beginning to see there isn't that much separation between the physical world and the energetic world. And that as we change the physical, it influences the energetic. And as we change the energetic, it influences the physical as well. Okay. We think we don't have the ability to influence the physical world, but we really, really do. And it's with this energy. Okay. So while you may be going, oh, I know those first five, I get it. Don't skimp it, add the energy. Because when you acknowledge it, it helps it grow. So move those things around, acknowledge as you move the physical, you're moving the energetic, you'll get greater results, I swear, okay? All right, my friends, we are gonna take our first break. I am Danielle, your host and your fellow explorer. And when I say that, I do mean fellow explorer. Most of these topics have been through sessions or classes with people, but also me going, what is that? I am curious. I wonder about that. You know, as a child, I was one of those people who got in trouble for asking a lot of questions. And I know you were too, or you wouldn't be here. So thank you for exploring this amazing universe with me. And if you ever have any suggestions, you'd be like, hey, you know what, Danielle, I'm wondering about this. Can we explore this? I'm like, yes, please. So please let me know. You can go to hello@danielle.com. Drop me the subject, because trust me, if you're wondering about it, I'm wondering about it. Other people are wondering about it too. So if you have anything you're curious and wondering about, drop it up. A note to me at hello@danielle.com. While you're there, check out danielle.com, my website. There's classes and sessions and a whole bunch of stuff, including things you can download for free. So please do check it out. And this is the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, all my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so excited you are here, and thank you for joining me in the past, in the present, or even in the future. And yes, I did say past, because time isn't as linear as we think it is, but I won't nerd out on that today. All right, so today we are talking about spring cleaning your life. Oh my gosh, it is spring is springing, and things are blooming, and it's time to springboard into our life. And some of that begins with spring cleaning and moving that energy around, because the energies become, we hibernate a little bit, become a little stagnant. And it's time to shake things up. It's time to get it flowing and fluid once more. So before I gave you a bunch of tips that focused on the physical aspect, but I invited you to really look at how the physical influences the energetic and how the energetic influences the physical. All right. So with these, these next tips is more about you personally. Okay. Clearing your inner self, your infinite being, or maybe even your body a little bit in there. Okay. So one of the first ones with that, and again, I find myself hilarious that I ever suggest this, but practice mindfulness or meditation. I never thought I'd be a meditator. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so boring. I couldn't sit still that long, and I couldn't quiet my mind and all of that kind of stuff. But I also now realize that even if it's just 5 minutes, like this morning, I had a lot to do. And so I woke up and I just took a couple pieces of information, a couple moments, and went, ah. And I was just present. I thanked my body for waking up. I greeted the universe. I greeted my body. I talked to the cat. I talked to the guides. I talked to just the universe, and just was really, as I closed my eyes and do it again, I was just really present. And sometimes that's all you need to do to meditate for the day. Have I done longer ones? Absolutely. Sometimes I even use virtual reality for it. I know that's a big controversial thing, but it's true. I like it. I get into it, an environment, and I receive from it. But sometimes all you have to do is just take those couple moments when you first wake up and greet the day. Greet your body, greet everything around you. And so practice this mindfulness and meditation, and it's amazing when you are present with it. It helps set the tone of the day. It helps you see what things you want to focus on. And interestingly enough, quite often it gives me strength for the day. Because instead of feeling like I'm always behind when I do the even that first few minutes when I first wake up, it sets a like, okay, I am present, I am here, I am not behind, let's go. Okay. So, but you're like, Danielle, we're talking about spring cleaning your life. How come you're talking about just the daily things in the morning? Because you also want to do this during the spring. What I mean is, the more present you are with the day, the more you're going to see how it shifts and changes as the spring is coming. You're going to see where you need to set your intentions, what things, projects you need to work on, where to put your day in. And so when you are doing this mindfulness and meditation, it doesn't just have to be in the morning, but you can also have a conversation, kind of almost like a ritual and stuff, but it doesn't have to be that formal, of just being like, okay, I'm sitting here in mindful meditation and being like, okay, so what is stagnant? What needs shifting? What needs flowing? And then turn those molecules, move that energy, and include your body. Please, 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 please include your body. I think that's one of the things that always kind of really irritated me about meditation is so many of it was overcoming the body. And then they'd say things like, okay, come back to your body. I'm like, your body was with you. And so I do meditation in that way very different because you want to include your body because you're also spring cleaning your body. And I don't just mean a cleanse or something like that, but you're moving the energy as well with your body. Another tip you could do is stretching, right? Because how many of us during the winter, we don't move as much. So start those stretches, even if it's just like a stretch, a stretch in the morning, right? And get that blood flow and that energy flowing in your body. It's spring cleaning your life. You're moving that energy so more becomes possible as well. Another thing you can do to clear your inner self is journaling. Okay. And this one, I get it isn't for everybody. You know, a lot of modalities practice journaling, practice journaling. And if you're going to do that, which I'm a big fan of getting your thoughts out of your head, because, and this is a great spring cleaning tip, because so many times it loops in our head. Have you ever noticed that? I can't be the only one who have thoughts loop and projects loop and ideas loop and all this kind of stuff. And so when you do it, the journaling, however it works for you, it gets it outside of your head. And you want to do it a little bit different than to-do lists, because I've had to-do lists and then I lose them and I start another one. And then the little notes on iPhones. Oh my gosh. If you guys saw my notes about all the things I've started, whatever, it's crazy. So when we're talking journaling, not only is it ideas and things like that, but it's thoughts, feelings, and anything you might want to shift and change. And so when you journal it in that way, it has a potency, it has a flow, and it has, like I said, that ritual of release is pretty amazing. And when I say find the way that works for you, pen and paper doesn't work for me. I mean, I don't have the best handwriting. And when I'm trying to get my thoughts out as fast as they are coming, it doesn't work. My handwriting gets horrible. And I get fall behind, or I forget what I was thinking about because the pen and paper just doesn't work. Some people it works beautifully, not me. I've also tried typing because I can type faster, like as fast as I think. And even that, I would still be typing and lose the next thought or next awareness. Or I'd have to go find it, right? So you can do talk and typing. You can do talking to, I use my voice memos on my phones a lot. Whatever it is that works for you. But basically, it's getting it out of your head. Because have you ever noticed, like, I had a friend just between the last class I did in this show, I had a friend text me and go, "Are you available? I need to vent." And I'm like, "Give me 2 hours. I'm doing a show." Because when it stays in our head, it gets bigger and it gets nastier and it takes root in a not fun way. So when you journal or whatever and you get it outside of your head, it dissipates, it shifts, it changes, which is what spring cleaning is all about. So journal, write down thoughts, feelings, emotions, ideas, anything like that, however journaling works for you, so you can get that energy flowing and help it either dissipate and release or grow, okay? Because it'll either dissipate or grow. Next thing is release negative emotions. Woo! And the last tip, journaling can actually help with that, okay? Because then you're like, oh, I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm resenting. And so again, when you keep them in your head, it becomes a black hole that you fall into. But when you can get it outside of your head, like my friend, she just wants to vent. So she knows she won't solidify it because when it's just in her head, it solidifies, it stays. And so when she says it out loud to me or a number of us, right, we all have a group of friends that when we say things to, it doesn't solidify, it just goes to and through, but it's out, it dissipates, and we're not hoarding onto those feelings, okay? So release negative emotions. One of my favorites, and you'll probably see it in every show I ever do, is practice gratitude. Gratitude is my favorite energy, and gratitude is actually one of the most nurturing energies out there. And a lot of us try to judge, but when we do gratitude, there's so much space and possibility and flow to gratitude, to the energy, to the frequency of gratitude, that something solid like judgment doesn't last. And so those negative emotions, those self-judgments, all of that kind of stuff that we have been bottling up throughout winter times, that I should be moving more. Oh, but it's so cold outside. I don't want to go and I don't have a machine. And oh, the roads are too bad to go to the gym. And I'm just going to sit in front of the fire. I'm just going to stay warm. And we think oh my gosh, we were so bad for doing that or whatnot. Or just, I don't think I've created enough or anything like that. When we have all those negative emotions, those negative thoughts, those judgments, one of the quickest ways to actually shift and change any of that is this energy of gratitude. Because not only is it one of the most potent energies out there and one of the most spacious energies, it has a level of ability to change anything. It is your ringer. You know, like when you have a fight with somebody and they send in a ringer who they just know is going to win, that's gratitude. Because the energy of gratitude is such a potency, such a cleansing thing, that anything solid in your universe dissipates. It can't hold up. It can't resist and remain solid in the energy of gratitude. Okay. So when I say focus on gratitude or practice gratitude, give yourself a gratitude list or start, you know, in that first few moments in the morning that I was talking about, list things that you're grateful for. Oh, grateful body, you're still here. I'm so grateful that I have you. I am grateful I could wake up in this house. I'm grateful that I've paid for this house this month. Even if you're worried about next month's rent or mortgage, be grateful that you've paid for this month's rent and mortgage, okay? So find all these things to be grateful for. People, places, things, celebrations of yourself. Trust me, this is one of the best spring cleaning things you can do, is to begin to really embody that energy of gratitude, because anything solid then goes away. It really, really does. All right, so I have more. More are coming, but we're going to take our next break. And you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're enjoying this and if you have listened to any of the other shows, please do consider giving me a 5-star rating on iTunes. It seems like a little bit, but it sure does help a show like me who is really asking to reach out and get this information to those who are looking for it and those who don't even know if they're looking for it yet. All right, so please do consider giving me a 5-star rating so that the algorithms like us and positive information like this can get out to more people. All right, thank you, my friends. You are watching again the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so grateful you're here. And just, you know, if you're on my website, checking out all the other stuff, I also want you to check out something called Body Bit Chat, okay? It is a free daily email, a tidbit of information from your body. Have you ever wondered what your body was saying to you? I'm a big advocate for body communication, and it's more than pain of eating or pain of muscles or internal things. Or your body's not out to get you. Your body is to contribute to you. So have you ever wondered what your body was actually saying? Well, please sign up for Body Bit Chat. It is free and it is a daily email. I've been doing it over almost four years now, and it still inspires me every day. So please do check it out. If you're looking for something new for your life and your body this spring, Body Bit Chat may just help you get there. All right. So today we are talking about spring cleaning your life. Spring is springing and everybody's going, I love it. What to do? Okay, how do I create more? Well, the show is full of tips and tricks and information to help you spring clean your life, not just physically, but also energetically. All right, so another thing to help for you personally, because, you know, the first section was about physical environment. This section is more about like the internal cleansing. Spend time in nature. Oh my gosh. How many other bodies just got happy just thinking about that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my house. My body loves my house. We love being in it. We had a really bad wind and snowstorm the other day. Yes, it was spring and we still had a snowstorm. Thank you, Utah. And I was literally sitting there going, thank you, walls, thank you, house, for protecting me, not having me out there in the environments, okay? But as spring is springing with the earth, can you actually hear the call of the earth going, come play with me, I have missed you, come outside? And so go spend time in nature. It helps connect your body to the earth, because remember, your earth and the body are made up of very similar elements, okay? I mean, we have water and molecules and minerals and metals and all of that kind of stuff in the earth and your body. So it helps your body reconnect with the earth. It helps the earth reconnect with your body and you. It helps you reconnect with the body and the earth. You know, and a lot of metaphysical things and modalities will talk about being grounded with the earth. Well, go then put your feet in the earth, because trust me, the earth has been kind of in hibernation itself as it's been going, I'll grow in a little bit. We're just going to sleep for a little bit. So go out and be with the nature. Okay. Here's a big one. Practice self-compassion. Please, 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 please. Practice self-compassion. Be kind and gentle with yourself. Release the self-criticism and embrace self-allowance. That place where you go, okay, I might not have done what I wanted to do in winter, but you know what? I'm not a bad person for it. There's still lots of time and I'm going to do this. So practice self-compassion. As a matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you to combine two of these things. And that where I said practice gratitude, in that list of things that you're being grateful for, be grateful for yourself. Be grateful for your infinite being. Be grateful for all the amazing and potent things that you really have never acknowledged, because we're taught not to acknowledge it, because then we're being selfish. That's not selfish. Selfish is something completely different. Self-compassion is what is required for you and for the world, because the world is asking for you to be you, not be something else or be less of you. So when you practice self-compassion, you actually have the full you and the more you that is the contribution to the universe, okay? So practice self-compassion. And then one of the last ones is set targets. Set, I don't like the word goals, and listen to the show on energy of words, like what does the energy of the word create, something like that. Because the goals, I don't like it. The original energy is to hinder or impede. That's not what we want. So whether it's intentions or setting targets or aims, or it's like, what would I like to create? Now is the time. Because as we are shifting and changing all of these things, our physical environment, which moves the energy around, our internal environment, also known as yourself, and working with your body and refreshing, letting go of negative emotions, or just getting more motion and flow back into things, it is time to plant those seeds to grow. So combine the journaling if you want with it, and really take that time and be like, okay, what would I like to create? What would I like to create in my relationship, in my business, in my personal life, with my body? And if you find yourself judging yourself like, oh, it should be different, clear it however that works for you, smudging it, dancing your butt off, turning the molecules, anything. It's not about the judgment of it. It's about the possibility of it. So when you're setting these targets, you're like, okay, what would I like to create with my business? What would I like to create with my life, my relationships, with my body, with my house? Now is time to plant those seeds. And then with everything else that we've talked about, you've shifted the energy around so you can actually find the ground to plant it, to grow it. And then you have the water and then fertilizer and all of that kind of stuff that would allow you to create even more. Okay. So please listen to this one again. There's a lot of tips and information, and I went through them pretty fast about ways to spring clean your life, because my friends, it is the time to spring clean. Not only your life and your house, but energy, your body, and how much fun can you have with it? Because when you are spring cleaning, you are planting the future. And now is the time to visualize, to look at, and go, what would I like to create? All right, my friends, thank you for joining me this spring cleaning your life. And if you ever want to have a private chat with me, aka private sessions, please do let me know. I have lots of tips and tricks. And if there's something, some topic you want to dive into, just one-on-one, I'd love to contribute that to you. Let me know how I can do it. And let's have that conversation. Let's move that energy so that you can actually choose what it is that you've been desiring to choose, but didn't know how. Sometimes you need that outside observer. And I'm happy to be that for you. So check it out at danielle.com. If you have a show suggestion, please let me know at hello@danielle.com. And make it a fun week, a fantastic week, a magic week, a spring cleany, fun, flowy week. And I hope you'll be back next week, because you know what? I will be back next week too. So until then, my friends, plant, spring, and grow. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.